Hello, John Anderson. Welcome to Outsight.
Hi there. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. It's really wonderful to have you. I appreciate you being here on the show.
Good.
You know, one of the things that's wonderful about talking to you in person is I can hear right in the timbre of your voice that you have a naturally higher register, and your distinctive singing style then is not due to anything like falsetto or any kind of heady technique. It's your natural range, huh?
Yeah, it used to be helium. Sometimes I listen back to some of the songs I sang and I thought, oh my gosh, that's so high. But I'm a natural alto tenor.
Okay. You know, talk about listening back. From the classic Yes discography, I would say Tales from Topographic Oceans is a high point for me, one of my favorite. And I heard a rumor, and maybe you could put it to rest or even clarify it, that you originally wanted to do that as an open air, sort of out in the woods recording, but the compromise was in the studio to have like you know the rumor about the animal woodcuts and the hay, or is that true?
You know, we've been in the studios for 4 years, then making albums 4 or 5 years, and I wanted to do something very different. I'd found this place about 20 miles north of London. It's a beautiful sort of woodland, and I wanted to record there and make a tent and sort of do it outdoors with all the birds singing as we created the music.
Yeah.
And of course they thought I was a lunatic. And so I said, okay, we'll go back in the studio, it's so boring. So what I did the day before we were going to go in, I went in there with bales of hay and some fake trees and some real trees and some cut out cows and sheep, and I put it all over the studio.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, it seems to have worked, because like I said, it's one of my favorite albums.
Oh, good. I'm happy to hear that.
Speaking of more recent work, Survival and Other Stories.
Yeah.
I've been listening to that, and I love what I've heard, and there's something I'd like to explore. The title, Survival and Other Stories, and the cover are so austere. And when I listen to Understanding Truth, it almost sounds, there's almost like a world-weary reflectiveness to it, like why can't we get, you know, past this current condition? Am I reading too much into it?
Yeah. No, the idea is that the tree in the wasteland is surviving, and that's the whole idea, that we do survive no matter what we go through. And Understanding Truth really is about man's search for freedom, when really freedom is very, very simple. But sometimes people have to fight for freedom instead of enjoying the nature of the world and the nature of the human experience. So, and the title also comes from the difficult times that I had in 2008 when I had operations and I went through a couple of near-death experiences. So it's a combination of that.
Wow. I mean, that's got to be a transformative kind of event. Did you have like an opinion on near-death experiences before that was changed by your own?
Well, I always believed that our souls are forever, and we die and go on to the next adventure in spirit. And but when you get close to it, it just makes you reflect on every day and be thankful for every day that you have. I think that's what I was. That's what came out of that experience.
I like that, the next adventure, because it's both, it's positive and hopeful. And from Survival and Other Stories, listening to the track New World, sounds to me like the collective effort, the direction is going to get us to a better place.
Yeah, you got to believe in a group. Power that surrounds us, and this is all for nothing. I don't believe in that. I think everything is for something, and everything is for something great, and we're going through an incredible transformation on many levels.
Speaking of transformation, I was curious. I had been, another rumor may get put to rest. I had been told that you've decided to tour less or tour not at all. But I know in recent years you've toured, such as with Wake.
No, I'm happy. You know, I'm very happy to tour. I've been doing solo shows. I've also been doing concerts with youth orchestras.
Mm.
And just doing as much as I can. You know, I'm very happy to do concerts here and there. I've been to Europe, I've been to the Far East, I've been to Australia doing my solo show over the last 4 or 5 years, but I'm still wanting to do different things. I think I've got to that stage in my career that I really want to be able to go out there and try different things, you know? Why not?
Yeah, exactly. Why not? What are some of the different things we can see from you? What are some of the adventures you have planned?
Well, one of the things that I did, I put an advert on my website for musicians to get in touch with me. This is about 4 years ago.
Wow.
And the songs from Survival and Other Stories are songs that I wrote with these people like from Australia, Holland, France, Italy, America, Canada, England. And it's just the music that comes to you from all these different people. There's so much talent out there. I started writing sort of children's musicals or organizing musicals for theater that I would like to do on Broadway, and even writing a violin concerto and a guitar concerto. So you basically, it's like opening the Pandora's box of music for me, and I'm so excited about the potential of the next few years.
John, that strikes me as amazing. Do I understand you correct? Like, you put a number, like a phone number, just on your website. Anybody interested in collaborating could have called you.
Yeah, I didn't give my phone number.
Oh, okay.
I said send 1 minute to this Gmail address.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I still get people sending their music, and it's a great way to work with different people because, as I said, there is so much talent out there, and that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to find out what it's like to be able to work with different people. They send music to me, and it just inspires, you know?
That's amazing to me that you'd be open to collaboration like that from anybody. I think that's really great. I think I could see how it could be really inspiring and fuel new growth and ideas. Probably more people should try it.
Yeah, I really believe it is the future of modern music. Is you have Skype on your internet. They're going to develop Skype to such a degree over the next year, so that you can actually make music with people in Africa, Indonesia, at the same time, in perfect tempo, in perfect time, and you'll be able to see them clearly, speak to each other clearly. So in a way, your computer screen is like your studio to the world.
So, you obviously see the internet as, obviously, it seems to have some detrimental effect on distribution of some music, and but you see a lot of positive in it as a platform, as a musician, is what I'm hearing you say.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's, music sometimes doesn't always have to be about making money, even though it's very important for your career,
mm-hmm,
and for business, you know, but sometimes it can be just a way of expression and a way of communication with people. So I've had no real problem about people downloading for free, because eventually they'll want to buy something that they want to keep. You know, it's a normal thing. People want to keep certain things, and
yeah,
they say, that's the way I feel. I want that album. I want that cover. It's like, the modern world, you know, you've got to realize there are different ways of projecting music. And like they say, mothers of invention. You remember, it's the necessity.
Oh, yes.
Is the mother of invention. So people who really need to make money, out of the internet create an invention, and that's what happens.
John, I think that positive message is a great way to wrap up this chat. I really appreciate you taking time to be here on the show.
Excellent.
Hey, in parting, could you do me a big favor and remind the audience who you are and what they're listening to?
Okay, my name is John Anderson, singer-songwriter. You might know me from Yes, but I do lots of other things, and you've been listening to Outside.
Thanks a lot, John.
Take care.
Bye now.